This is a CC Radio podcast.
Welcome to episode 230 of the Countdown Podcast. We got all the action up in here, baby. My name is Wayne.
And my name is Paul. Welcome to the podcast. We count down movies and sometimes television in order of awesomeness so you don't have to.
Sure.
And today, as Wayne has alluded so cleverly and subtly, we're talking the top 10 action movie stars of all time.
All time.
Yeah, and we talk about movies here, less so TV. At least I did. We didn't really specify that.
Yeah, no, we do it.
Yeah, movies it is. So we're going to talk about some classics, maybe. At least I'll be talking about some contemporaries.
I'll be doing some contemporaries right here.
All right, wasn't sure. Wasn't
don't even worry about it, son.
Sure. So they're going to get big action extravaganza for you, Wayne. Was it a difficult list?
Yes, it was. You might think you know action heroes until you see like what is considered one and how do you then reconcile with how do you think an action hero is? Does that person have to be known for action or is it just enough action in the portfolio?
Exactly. Is it percentile films that are action heavy or you know?
And if you start running numbers and shit, it gets like weird. So you got to actually just, you got to just go, you know, this is the one I believe in my heart is one that I think is an action hero and here's why. That's it.
That works. And then eventually we'll all have to.
I stand resolute, motherfucker. You can't even set it up properly.
Full disclosure, I have had a big day.
Poor little drinkity drunk, everyone.
So we will see how this all plays out in due course. But look, it's going to be a big episode, a topic very close to our hearts, I think it's fair to say.
Hell yes. And this is our jam.
We will have a big revelation about our list when we get to that in just a moment. But before we do get there, let's get into the admin for this week's...
Can we not call it admin?
What do we call it?
Housekeeping.
So much better. No. The housekeeping for this week, as requested by Wayne. Movies After Work podcast. In reference to last week's show, where we welcomed the Super Movie Bros, Dave and Jay, on to talk the top 10 movie trails. Said, very much enjoyed listening to that podcast and talking the top 10 movie trails.
Word.
Had me reminiscing about a couple of trails and thinking about my favorites.
Yeah.
So thank you very much for that, Movies After Work. Speaking of last week's show, then we have the results of the poll where we have show versus show. We do put in our Facebook listening community who shall win the best list between ourselves. We shared our list.
Sure.
And Dave and Jay, they shared their list. The results was a pretty comprehensive victory.
Okay. Well, that happens in your own show, right?
Well, it's home ground advantage.
Exactly.
That's absolutely the case. And you know, more power to
thank you guys for voting.
Thank you guys for voting. And well done to Dave and Jay as well, because it was pretty grim early, but they did recover a little bit. So 44 votes to us, 10 to Dave and Jay.
Mm-hmm.
The comments ranged across the board. Joey DiCarlo from the So Easy Podcast said, at least you guys didn't have A Star Is Boring on your list.
Okay, bit of hate on for that.
Bit rough. Billy Dunham from the We Watch The Thing podcast said, I'm with Joey. This is going to sound like the dumbest reason for a vote ever, but here it is. Your list was just better.
You know, sure.
Okay.
Thank you.
Jared DeMeza, ex-host of the show, good friend, said, are you happy with Clap for The Conjuring?
Yeah. Another horror aficionado, everyone.
Yes,
so.
Absolutely is. Lenny Salter, though, said, you know, I love you, Wayne and Paul, but unfortunately, your list did not contain Spider-Man 2. So I'm giving it to the guests.
Understandable. Absolutely.
More than fair enough. And then the final word from Nick from the Epic Film Guys, which I, you know, our bestest podcasting buddy, said, I'm disappointed neither of you had The Phantom Menace on your lists. The movie may have been a letdown, but people were buying tickets to the theater just to see that trailer and not even watching the movie.
That's a good point.
It was attached to because they were so excited.
Well, now, but that was because it was so much excitement for the franchise.
Yeah.
Did the trailer itself get you hard? Some would.
So Nick was saying that was a legitimate phenomenon. Fair enough. Then again, Joey just mentioned him from So Wizard said, literally, he went and saw Wing Commander. With Freddy Mark Prince Hamill Jr.? Looking.
No, Wing Commander. Mark Hamill was in the.
On the game.
In the game.
Yes.
Freddie Prinze Jr. Freddy Prinze was Jr. in the damn
right.
movie. Yeah.
And he said, literally, because it was advertised, it will have the Phantom Menace on.
Yeah.
And then some dude in Doe Cinema said, all right, that's it, everyone. Show's over. And half the cinema walked out. So that is fair enough. That's a great nomination there. All right. Well, thank you again to Dave and Jay for joining us last week. And let's wrap up this housekeeping edition.
We can come up with something better. Go
on. Okay, good. A couple of reviews. First of all, from the Colby Mac from the Colby Told Me podcast.
Hmm.
He said, this is a review. 5 stars. A lovely pod with some international flavor in your ears. That's entertaining. funny and the right amount of bro time I need. Keep up the great work, homies.
What Thank up?
So much for that, Colby.
Thanks, Kay.
And then out of the Netherlands, this one is from Martin.
Martin.
_ NL. In-depth reviews, surprising lists, great banter, and occasional Steven Seagal updates you never knew you needed. If you would ask the soundboard if you should listen, or sorry, rate this show lower than 5 stars, the response would be a resounding, what? No. In fact, I can do better than that.
No, don't just say, okay.
What? No.
What the hell?
That is exactly what I should have done. I'm sorry there, Martin. Thank you so much for your 5-star review, as well. We really, truly appreciate it.
You're the man.
Leave us a review on iTunes. And we'll read it out on the show. Preferably not a shit-ass 1-star review, but yeah, if you must.
If you must. If you must.
If we can learn something from it, then we absolutely shall. That's it for this part of the show. Let's get into it proper on the other side of this music cue, the top 10 action movie stars.
Action star. Really reached for that one.
Here's what we're talking today for episode 230. I'm very pleased with the way that sounded in my ear headphones. Probably less so later on when I listen back.
If you think you're unhappy, listen to the kids out there. All right.
All right, Wayne, how did you go about this list? What was your parameters? How did you make it? Because I have literally changed my list at the last second. I was that torn on it.
No, I'm a little that way myself. I had to tailor Dane this. I had to tell it to my heart. I had to fucking, like, it wasn't, if you came at me with, like, motherfucking...
Taylor Dane, man.
Tell it to my heart.
I forgot Roxette. What's that one?
Must Have Been Love.
No, there's another one.
Roxette? They did a whole bunch of shit, man.
Listen to your heart.
Yeah, listen to your heart. Oh, I see. Mm. I see what you mean. Yeah. No, not that one.
Okay.
Please keep this in. I mean it. Okay. So, yes, I had to do a lot of soul searching.
Fair. It's a big list.
And you know
Very
what?
Important list.
Here's the thing. There's a lot of, like, there's this choice in here so shocking and horrible that you will have problems with it. And I imagine I'm fine with that. But it's going to be real.
That bad, huh?
Yeah.
How much will I need the soundboard for that pick?
Who cares? You're going to play it anyway. So let's just, yeah. But, you know, I'm interested. How did you go about it?
Well, we had a bit of a discussion during the week.
Mm.
And we agreed on something, which we've only ever done once before in the countdown.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We decided our automatic number one was going to be Arnie.
Of course it's Arnie. Right. Arnie is the guy, everyone.
Surely. Like anybody in their right mind would acknowledge Schwarzenegger as the greatest action movie star.
Once you inspire a Simpsons character, then you are part of the zeitgeist. So,
anyone who disagrees with us, Arnie has a word for you.
Bullshit.
Oh, fuck off. Man, you are fashioning these things towards your fucking soundboard. All right, go on.
But it works, right?
Take it back!
Yeah, these see? Oh, I see what's going on here. No wonder you fucking put him out so you can do this at the beginning. I see now how it's going.
So Arnie's off the board.
All right, Arnie's
he
off
is
the board.
Our
he's
undisputed number one. So everyone else is fair game.
Mm-hmm.
Male, female, in between. We don't care.
Absolutely.
It is open slather here.
Totes.
All right, Wayne, take us away. You're number 10. Best action movie star of all time.
All right, look, this isn't easy for me, anyone. But my number 10 is Steven Seagal. I know. Okay, but
take it back.
Remember, we're trying to ascertain the best action heroes, not the best people who acted in
these
movies. No,
we're not talking about how good or bad a person they are.
For the record, Steven Seagal is a fuckwit and he can go eat 100 rectums. All right? Just no doubt, boo. All right?
No doubt.
Before he became a bloated joke who hung around with dictators, I cannot deny that in the early 90s, he was most definitely a well-liked, hugely popular action hero that embodied the ideology of action quite successfully. If I had to list his movies in order of how they penetrated the action cinema zeitgeist, you know what I'm saying?
Penetrated being
operative
word. Penetrated,
that's right. They'd probably go like Under Siege, Marked for Death, Hard to Kill, Out for Justice, Executive Decision. I even liked Exit Wounds. I don't care. I liked it. I mean, not as much as the other ones, but there you are. Did you know that he even made a film in 2003, and the title of which appears to be a mix of all the titles of his other films? The movie's called Out for a Kill.
What?
Yeah, it is. He actually made a movie called that. Of course, I never saw it. So
no, I didn't.
He's made 55 films. He's made 55 films.
Wow.
I mean, they're all shit after like.
It is truly, truly amazing.
Well, he once said, "I am hoping that I can be known as a great writer and actor someday rather than a sex symbol." He fucking said that. So he's obviously a piece of shit, but he did some stellar work in the day. And if he hadn't just gone to shit like this, it would have been all right. I mean, who knows?
Well,
it was easy to fool people in the early 90s.
Both sad and also happy that you brought this up.
Well, it's an acid test for the list. Clearly, I'm not just going, you know, I'm trying to put something together.
Allow me now to bring back a segment we haven't heard in a while.
Uh-oh.
Sick Gal Watch.
I still love that. Go ahead. Go ahead. Excellent. I didn't know this was happening, everyone.
No, you didn't. I'm doing this live. Here is an opinion piece from the Guardian website, okay? Written by Cassie Lane, which is entitled, "I Had Dinner with Steven Seagal, and I'm Not Surprised by the Latest Accusations."
Oh,
this is written late in 2017. So I was a little bit old, but I just thought,
bust it out.
An illustration of the man, and I thought, well, we're doing top 10 movie action stars. If it's not on either of our lists, then I can guarantee it's not on fucking mine.
Yeah.
Though he did make honorable mentions because of his first three films.
Sure.
So Cassie was basically a model. He's a model. Okay. And was told to basically go out with him on a date.
So it was like a publicist arrangement?
Yeah, like go out to dinner with Steven Seagal. That's it.
Okay.
And here is what happened. I was asked by modeling agency to attend a work dinner. I had no idea I would be eating with Steven Seagal. That would be accompanied by 8 other buxom blonde women.
Oh, it was a whole bunch of women, just a date with him and her.
Yeah. Though the imbalanced sex ratio would make most people uncomfortable, Seagal seemed right at home. He had no problem talking about himself while taking as much cleavage as he could fit into his beady little eyes. No, this was not Seagal's first rodeo.
What?
We were to sit and listen, an understanding we tacitly gleaned from the fact that he asked no questions, yet silently glared at his DIY harem, refusing to speak until he had the table's full attention.
Oh, God. So these women are allowed to speak to each other when he's talking? Shut the fuck up, man.
Seagal reveled in telling us about himself.
Of course.
His soon-to-be-released album, his innate skills that compelled his Aikido master, to train him when he was merely a teenager, the fact that he was clairvoyant and a healer from birth.
A clairvoyant. Wow, that's actually new. I didn't know he thought he was reading minds and shit.
And that his fans were also his students on whom he was bestowing divine wisdom.
God, he so thinks he's the fucking Dalai Lama or some shit, man.
He genuinely believed he was blessed by the divine and we mere mortals didn't even warrant an afterthought.
Really? If you're a god, how can you be so fat?
One of the three main arms of Buddhism is Sila. Moral conduct and the belief that all living entities are equal. And yet for Seagal, a self-proclaimed devout Buddhist, women were clearly seen as inferior.
Yeah. Oh, look, he's on my list, people, because of the actual technical requirements of this list. I still think he's an asshole. By the way, have you heard that fucking album of his? It's fucking shit. The girl is called, the song is called Girl It's Alright or something like.
Yeah, I think maybe once in the distant past of the show we went out on a Seagal. Maybe we'll do it again today.
I don't know. We've gone on too much.
We have. I just thought. There you go. It's been a while since he's popped up and done anything ridiculously wrong. So here is a very strongly worded opinion piece against Seagal, which I guess we all believe.
Yeah. Of course. I have no problem with that either.
All right.
So please, your number 10, sir.
My number 10. And I have to remind everyone, I chopped and changed this list a lot. This was one of the hardest lists we've ever done.
You seem a little perturbed. You seem a little
sure about this. There's a lot of great, great action stars on and Seagal on my honorable mentions list.
Please go on.
My number 10 is Sigourney Weaver.
Okay.
Alien.
Alien, sure. Absolutely.
In particular. And this is why she's 10 and not higher.
She's only had one franchise where it's action.
Yeah.
Okay. That was my problem. Because I thought about Sigourney Weaver. I thought about a couple other girls as well. Yeah. To me, not enough for me, but I understand that if you take a proportion of like the amount of action films there are for women out there at the time, and her...
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, okay. Sigourney. Look.
And she embodies, Working Girl, for example, she's the dominant, very powerful woman in the line. I'm not saying it's an action film, here in this franchise, she's the shizzle. And we all know how much I love Aliens and how much I shoehorn it in. And I'm sorry to the listeners who are sick of this, but I really thought she deserved a place and a mention on this
list. Any character that straps a pulse rifle to a flamethrower and I buy it, you have done well. So absolutely. She was so gritty in that role. I remember feeling everything for her. That was the shit. So yes,
certainly. And the ultimate survivor in the first Alien.
Totally.
As well.
Oh yeah, that's right. So very cool. Not bad. My number 9 is Wesley Snipes.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
My number 11 cut at the very last second for not just for Sigourney. I actually propped someone else up there higher and everything shuffled down. So yeah, that's a good pick. I rate Wesley.
I mean, okay, so he has some problems with the IRS, okay?
And some problems as a human being.
Yeah,
but we'll talk more about that in a future podcast.
We will. But outside of that, I invite you to remember a time where Wesley Snipes was officially given the title of most bankable African-American actor in Hollywood. He actually was told, they heard that in the news. And then 1998, Snipes was starring in the first Blade film, but that was the tail end of a decade-long hot streak of films that were ranging from comedies to dramas to flicks to action to all the sort of thing, right? He was killing it, and he was doing it, he was charming and shit. He was peak Snipes, right? So I think that in his prime, he had it all. He had the martial arts expertise. He had a long list of action movies. He's able to wear that leather outfit like he does in Blade, and no one gives him shit.
Yeah, it wasn't just Blade, though. There was Demolition Man.
Oh, dude, I got this is what I reckon his best action films are. Okay?
All right, go.
Not necessarily in order. Blade 1 and 2, not 3.
Right. Good.
Passenger 57. I like that shit.
Yep. Always bet on black.
Always bet on black, baby. Demolition Man. I liked.
Yeah.
U.S. Marshals. I still liked. There's a big swing from a thing on the train. Very cool. Drop Zone. I like that one.
Drop Zone. Sure.
Rising Sun with Sean Connery.
Oh my God. I almost forgot about that.
Right. Yeah. I liked that film. And then The Fan was also quite cool.
Not really an action film.
Yeah. It's more of a you're right.
Thriller.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. So Rising Sun.
Yeah. That's a solid pick. Like I said. Literally my number 11. So.
Yeah, he was big. It's easy to look back now and forget.
All right. My number 9 may raise a few eyebrows because of how low it is.
Eyebrows, you say.
But I have to be honest. I don't watch a lot of his films, and the ones that I have seen aren't great, but I recognize his influence on the industry and indeed how far he put his body on the line.
Oh, I know what this is.
Jackie Chan.
Criminally low, but yes.
I probably lost this right here, let's be honest. I haven't seen a lot of his. I think I've seen Police Story, and I've obviously seen Rumble in the Bronx, which is a piece of shit.
Okay, Rumble in the Bronx is where it turned to shit, okay? But basically, what you want from Jackie Chan.
And I don't like Rush Hour. I just don't.
And,
He does in the film. I love his movements, and that's why he's here, because despite what I feel are his average films, he is an incredible martial artist who puts it all on the line on camera.
What it was with Jackie Chan is that it wasn't just that he was a good fighter and stuff. He was the choreographer, right? So he was shooting everything together. His good stuff is like Dragons Forever, Legend of Drunken Master. The Police Story is also a good one. Mm-hmm. That Rumble in Bronx is where it all turned to shit, right? It's the protector.
Well, it's when he came to America, right?
Yeah, he was an innovator because you never really... Well, this is Hong Kong cinema and stuff, and they were doing wire work and shit back then, way back in the day. So, but not so much in his films. So anyway, it was all cool stuff. But I get it. Jackie Chan, if you weren't a proficient, a fan at the time, because Jackie Chan fans think he's better than Bruce Lee.
Oh, look,
that's why Quentin Tarantino busted on Bruce Lee in that last movie, I reckon.
I get it. I honestly do. And I know I'm going to cop some heat for 9, but I couldn't put him any higher and have integrity.
Yeah. It's what's cool about him is he does his own stunts and he almost killed himself 10 times.
Yes, exactly. And
that's just
the greatest innovation. Now, fuck Marvel with putting extra scenes in. His films, where they show the stunts going wrong and shit, that's some fucking end credit sequences I want to see.
Yeah, he literally busted his head open once.
Yeah.
I was like, damn.
Oh, I'm sure he's broken bones in those sequences. It's just incredible.
Yeah, very impressive. Yeah. I wouldn't do it. All right.
Hell no.
My number 8 is Daniel Craig. Now, I have a little problem with this one. I know you may too. All right?
I
really wanted to put this guy on the list because I understand that, and if this doesn't, if loses me the vote, I don't really care. But he's undeniably an action hero, but he became that due to one character in multiple films.
Correct.
All right? So, I don't know. Well, his other action-ish roles other than the 5 Bond films or whatever would be like Layer Cake, Tomb Raider, Munich maybe, Logan Lucky if you want to get there. Not really, though.
There's no way in the world Logan Lucky is an action film.
Yeah, you're right.
You would have more luck with Defiance or something like that.
Oh, Defiance. I should have gone with that one. Yeah, anyway. I am putting him here because of the way he handles action, particularly the James Bond films, obviously. That redefines that character and his validity as an action character. Because if you look at every other Bond, right, the way they fight and move, it's not a patch on how Daniel Craig
definitely
does
more
that.
So. Yeah, I
he's
agree.
Like, yep, like fair. Casino Royale, best movie ever made. Pretty much.
No, it's not.
Pretty much. Right?
Giving away the last episode of the show.
When he's having that fight in the bathroom and the way he hits and gets hits, that's like bulldog scrappy, but it's also you can tell he's intentional and fast and hugely ferocious. So for me, even him not fighting when he's running and shit, it's just efficient and it's not fancy, but it is efficient. It's just good. He looks the shit moving. And yes, I have a crush on him, but I think he's a hell of an action hero. He's my number 8.
All right. Yeah, I know. Johnny Davidson was right behind you. He had him way up on the list.
Oh, yeah, he's the shit.
I do believe. So there you go. Not alone in this particular world.
He
certainly can act, that's for sure. My number 8 is a guy who can't act. And no one will ever accuse him of being able to act. But what he can do is the splits and kick up very, very high. It's Jean-Claude Van Damme.
So low. So low.
See,
oh yeah,
our list are going to be some very different shit. Clearly the case. Look, Jean-Claude. Look, compared to Steven Seagal, he's a great guy.
Oh no, no doubt.
But compared to the rest of the universe, he's a bit of a dick.
Well, yes, he's had too much plastic surgery and recently appeared in an advertisement for UltraTune in Australia.
Yes,
right.
What make lowers his stock? You know what else lowers his stock?
What?
That Steve Quatermain threatened to punch the shit out of him and he backed down. Australian sports broadcaster. Whose wife is a model and who I met, both of them, on a holiday when very young.
That's cool.
And great people both. And then not long thereafter, Jean-Claude Van Damme hit on his wife and he basically said, Melbourne's not big enough for the two of us. And Jean-Claude, all 5'4" of him, back down from 6'5", Stephen Quatermain.
Yeah, he probably would in tour day. But you know what? I know he's on your list. He's called the muscles from Brussels and shit back in the 89s and whatnot, and with a fucking mullet and a stick.
Look, everyone loves Bloodsport.
Everyone loves Bloodsport.
Most people love kickboxer.
Yes.
I've got a peculiar
what?
Fascination with like Hard Target and
Hard Target
and Sudden Impact.
Look, Hard Target get the John Woo one, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so Sudden Impact actually was okay as well. I really like Universal Soldier.
Yes, that's a good film too.
That was it was really good. And some people like Time Cop a lot.
Yeah, Time Cop has a split.
The splits in the... Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
They're all good. All those films are good.
Have you seen JCVD?
Yep.
I reckon that is the only movie he's done where it shows you he can act. And I'm really glad he did it. I liked that.
It was all right. I'd read it was all that and more. And when I watched it, I'm like, yeah, it was okay, but it wasn't that great.
Kickboxer, though, that was his first movie. And that was the bomb. It had all the other different martial arts in it. And he can do his death touch thing where he hits a stack of bricks and only the third one breaks.
That's amazing.
That's just good shit.
If that's true, that's just incredible.
If it is, yeah, I don't know.
That's why he's on my list at number 8.
Fair
apparently,
enough. Hail to the OW.
Okay.
All right. My number 7, is that right?
Yep.
My number 7 is going to be contentious to some people. But I got to say, when this guy was on the screen, he was my jam. It is Mel Gibson.
Yeah, on my honorable mentions.
Oh, it is good. So now he's been so successful in dramatic and comedic roles and behind the camera and all that shit that it can be tough to think of him exclusively as an action hero.
Well,
he's
not exclusively.
Yeah,
he
definitely
was
times,
an
action hero, right?
Yeah.
So what, like even Mad Max trilogy and stuff like that?
Mad Max, Lethal Weapons.
I'm talking mostly, though, about...
Patriot.
You could say Payback and like Maverick even, maybe. Maybe not. It's an action comedy.
More Western comedy.
Western comedy. Okay, Edge of Darkness. Get the Gringo. Shit like that. That's actually quite...
Yeah.
That's when he's sort of, past his prime, but it wasn't bad. And I'm really, though, here for his Martin Riggs. Because Martin Riggs...
Of course.
The second I saw him, I liked him. He was charming. I thought he was cool because of everything else. But if he wasn't dealing with bad ink for the last 12 years, I reckon he'd be at a Paul Newman level of... Ooh. Like, I reckon he would, because he's the director, and he's made, like, fucking Braveheart and shit like that. They're Braveheart. There you go. There's another one. So, Mel Gibson. Big, I know it's all fucked up and shit, people, but his work is good.
Yeah, well, we're not talking about, we're not ranking them as people.
We're ranking
their action movie content. I think that is the emphasis
to make
here. My number 7 needs to have a preface.
Go on.
The preface is, international action star.
Okay.
Chow Yun Fat.
Okay, first of all, it's actually international action hero. No, it is. I'm telling you why. Here's how I know, people. This is ridiculous. This is how stupid I am. I'm a ridiculous man, okay? I once petitioned at work at a job I had to change my official title from marketing and products manager to international action hero.
What do you reckon? Was it replacement? Do you reckon it was replaced with kill? You're an idiot.
I'm telling you. And you know what? If you think I'm lying, I can introduce you to the boss whom I actually applied.
Do you think it was replacement killers where they tried that on?
Yes, I think it was, because he was already big enough for you to hear
Let's
that
go to
in
the
a trailer.
Stop them.
But executive producer John Woo.
What did you get me into?
You two make a cute couple.
International action star.
Damn it!
Yes! Yes!
God damn it! I was a hero.
So what made you
assume that I could jack a car?
All right.
Okay. Well, if I. God damn it! Oh, you know what? I couldn't be action star on the job title, so that's why I made up hero. Son of a.
That was awesome.
Okay, fine.
Totally worth the 3 minutes that we spent getting there, even if you didn't hear that whole thing. Yes, Charlie and Fat, apart from The Replacement Killers, which I now need to watch that movie again.
Yeah, that was a really good trailer.
Of course, Hardball, the killer.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this man, it was synonymous with two guns firing, thanks to John Woo.
Oh, yeah, he's on my honorable mentions.
He had a bunch of other sort of more mature roles in sort of epic historic war films.
That's right.
Braveheart type thing. I can't remember what they were called in my head, but Red Cliff or something like that.
Yeah, there was House of some shit, and I don't know.
Flying Daggers.
I think he was in that.
Was he in that one? I don't know.
I'm not sure, but there was one where he was of some. Yeah, he's done a lot of shit. That's for
lots
sure.
Lots of these films, and I just had to be. Hardboiled to me is like action cinema of my youth, filmified.
No, sure.
Not like what I was doing, but I mean like it's synonymous. It is what I associate with action film.
Well, we had never seen anything like that before.
No, it was so incredible.
People were carrying a baby and shooting people and stuff like that. You know, it's like, what the fuck was that?
The baby wets the fire.
Yeah, and it pisses on things. Yeah. It's like, oh, well done.
That's my number 7.
Okay, my number
international action star.
Yes, well, we've all learned something here today. Okay, my number 6 is none other than Jason Statham. Yeah, he's a contemporary. This is the more recent guy on my list. Let me tell you.
I'm not at all sure about this.
What in the hell? On the screen?
Bitch, please.
Cracker. It's my number 6 as well.
Oh, good. All right, good. He's been a hitman, a transporter, a con man, a veteran, a whole host of other crackers. But oddly endearing, very tough guy, tough guy roles. The Mechanic was a real good movie, by the way.
It was all right.
I thought it was
for a remake.
For what you think, it's a damn good movie. And Jason Statham did all these martial arts as well, by the way. He's considered, apparently, something like a top-tier MMA guy, right?
Okay, really?
Does all his own stunts. Did you know that?
Hot damn.
Including that big jump from the jet ski to the rear of a school bus in the Transporter sequel. By the way, I hated all the Transporters.
Oh, that terrible.
Right, they were shit. On a personal note, I seem to be having these weird feelings where I understand that he's someone, while we, you know, in theory should mostly laugh at, for the record, I weirdly respect him as an action hero, and I kind of think he's cool. Let me tell you something I noticed in Hobbs and Shaw. He's a bald man.
Mm-hmm.
With your garden variety male pattern baldness, much like myself, and...
Sam from Movie Reviews and 20 Qs will be right here with you.
Oh, dude, he doesn't actually buzz down the sides of his head. He matches up the length of that hair with the rest of his, beard and shit.
Would you ever pull that move? I'm looking at a picture of him right now.
I know, he's done that. And he's like, you know what? Fuck it, I'm still good looking. That's what he's thinking. And that's not easy to pull off. So the last man to successfully pull off the I'm bald and I'm not buzzing my head, so fuck you look was assistant director Skinner from The X-Files. That's the last guy to make that work. So this guy... He's self-aware, too.
Okay.
He's self-aware.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Absolutely.
And he knows that most of his movies are shit. He's actually said it to a journalist.
Well, yeah, look no further than Meg for that. But I picked as the peak of his actionist, Crank.
Crank is... All right, what do you feel... Okay, how do you feel about Crank? Actually, I did like Crank, even though I had a problem with the whole thing. But I was like, yeah, okay, fair enough.
He was big enough to get into The Expendables, for God's sake, in 2010. Not the Expendables 2 or The Expendables 3. Expendables.
Well, hang on. I think he was doing them a favor at that stage. Expendables was not expected to be good.
No, the first one.
It was a big deal.
Had some cred. Now we hear this is the Expendables of the horror film. This is the Expendables of the comedy genre.
No, fair enough. No, that's fair to say.
Yeah, I think he's a great choice. Some of his films not so flash.
No. But
Hobbs and Shaw comes to mind.
Well, do you know what his favorites are? His favorites are The Bank Job, Transporter 1 and 2, not 3, Crank. And he said, obviously the Guy Ritchie ones, and he said the rest of her are a bit shit. That's what he said.
Good on him.
So, yeah.
I appreciate it. And through a mate of yours, Wayne, who has met him a couple of times, says he's a pretty good bloke.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. So, which is kind of, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So shout out to Gabe, wherever you might be, mate. All right. That is your number 6. And also my number 6 is straight back to you for your number 5, sir.
Well, I'm afraid my number 5 was Jean-Claude Van Damme. Yeah, J to the V.
Not international action star.
Well, you could argue, but yeah.
But they didn't. All right. Well, my number 5, 4. Oh, I fucked up a little bit. All right. My now number five is...
Someone misread a card?
Yeah, a little bit. So I jumped. I got a little bit excited. My number five now, Mad Max Fury Road, Atomic Blonde. Even, it's a shit film.
No, hang on.
Aeon Flux.
I don't know about that. It's Mad Max and
Atomic Blonde.
Atomic Blonde. Because Atomic Blonde, she killed at that thing. Only reason she's not on my list is this is two movies. She's...
Three.
Fucking not Aeon Flux, man.
It still counts. Oh, she's playing an action hero.
All right, fine.
I think there's something else in her filmography which I am... is. It's like
you're thinking of around. Like once upon a time Long in shot. The West, is it?
Where she carries out.
See, to me,
Seth Rogen.
To me, I adore her. By the way,
completely believable that scene.
Yeah, absolutely. She looked like she could do it, and she did do it
because she's so fucking action.
You know, she's busting out some fucking yoga.
I would vote for her to be the Prime Minister of Australia / the President of America. No problem at all.
No shit, man. Mm-hmm. That'd be like bragging rights and mm-hmm. shit. All right, no. Okay, Charlize. Fair enough.
Thank you. I don't see more. She's amazing. She's beautiful. She's a wonderful actor. Go and see Tully if you don't agree.
Oh, yeah,
she's
yeah.
a good actor. Because totally. She kills it in that, you know, as far away from an action role as you can. So she's got the whole shebang.
Sure.
If I may.
Okay. My number four was Jackie Chan, dude. That's where he should have been.
Ooh. That's a high. I'll see your Asian action star, and raise you someone who may not be...
Someone else?
Better.
Another Asian on your list? This is going to be great.
He said, making me sound completely racist.
Who could it be? Could it be Jet Li?
No.
It's not Jet Li.
It's Iko Uwais.
Oh, of course it's going to be him. You love him.
The Ray Redemption. The Night Comes for Us. Right there. There's your triple fucking Pete of the best, arguably the best action cinema in the last 10 years.
Pretty good, but he's fucking high. He is fire, high as these nuts.
Man, that boy moves in a way which he blurs. The camera blurs when he moves. And I'm like, whoa, what the fuck?
He's real cool.
That didn't look sped up.
He's real cool.
He's amazing.
In terms of like those types, like the lesser known, your Tony Jaa as well, who can jump over.
Tony Jaa could Jaa. Sorry, it's an ongoing gag.
Jaa rule. yeah, he could jump over a car and shit, so he's the bomb, right? So they all, but look, yeah, this is actually a good call. It's a good call. He could totally.
I love him so much. Like, I appreciate others may say, "Whoa, dude, yeah, he should be 8, 9, 10."
Yeah,
but for me, he has such thought. An impression all that right.
This is big.
My number four.
Paul Check does out. Love the Raid.
If you've not seen the Raid films, oh my god, especially the first one, there is no better actual. We're going to be doing a series of countdowns late in the year for the best of the decade.
Okay,
right. Including action cinema. You can pencil it in right now. The Raid in there? My top three.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, no, I know you love that shit. I know you love that shit. All right. My number three is none other than Bruce Willis.
It's hard to say low, but low.
Okay, fine. Now, remember, folks, he was a wisecracking television series wise ass. David Addison in Moonlighting. Before he turned into John McClane, one of the greatest action heroes of all time.
For sure.
Would you say?
Unquestionably.
Would you say?
Because he's this everyman
that's it.
Anyone can relate to.
Yeah, he was. I mean, I think he was. Yeah, he's everyman. He's still like Hollywood everyman, but he's still everyman. I think that was the cool thing.
Yeah. It's not out of the league. Like, he's not Arnie, and he wasn't Sly, and he wasn't Jean-Claude Van Damme, nor even international action star.
Oh, good. This is going to be a thing now. Good.
In fact, he was a guy that anyone could be, and he was very charming. He was an attractive bloke.
Hmm.
And. People wanted him, so he was all the things.
I, you know what? The thing, the reason he's so high on my list is that he went from turning into an action star to being the template for an action star. He's known for punching people in the face. That's how much of an action hero he is. Bruce Willis does that. He does the occasional Moonrise Kingdom and shit like that, but that's just because you can do that. But
he does piece of shit films all the time.
Fucking Death Wish.
Once Upon a Time in Venice.
Oh, jeez, that was a piece. Is that with a dog?
Yep.
What the fuck was that movie?
We're more talking about Bruce.
Sorry, the good stuff.
Pre-2000, so Striking Distance.
Striking Distance. Like, man, even later, Looper, Fifth Element. Looper. I love Looper. Element. I know you like that. But yeah.
I'm not a huge fan, but it's definitely an action film, and he's definitely an action star in that film. Yeah.
So he's a bomb, man. So Bruce Willis. He's my man.
Yep, absolutely. Great pick. Cannot argue. My number three might get a little bit of an annoyance from you. Let's see.
I know it's going to be.
My number three is Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, shit. Well, I can say slightly.
I didn't know. We reversed our three into.
All right, fine. Okay.
Yeah, obviously Rambo. Rocky's not really an action film, let's be honest, but Cobra.
Oh, it's a boxing film. As close as you're getting before it becomes
action. It's more a sports film, sports drama for me, those films. Right. But definitely Rambo, definitely Cobra. And then a host of other kind of...
Cobra, that was great. I liked Cobra.
What was the tagline of that film? Crime is the disease, meet the cure.
Yeah, that's it. That was it. Oh, shit. God damn. You know, his big break, Tinseltown, writer. He was a writer. He went to like formal schooling for writing and stuff. And, you know, he did all this other shit. And Roger Ebert once called him a young Marlon Brando.
Look down. Okay, yeah. Look down this list. And not unfortunately, the reality is most of these people aren't writing their films. Aren't big players behind the camera.
I think it's fine.
They're all about what's in front of the camera and the posture. Even Schwarzenegger, you know?
Yeah.
But Stallone has it on both sides of the camera. And you're absolutely right. That maybe doesn't elevate him as being an action movie star, but it certainly elevates him in terms of his impact on Hollywood and indeed film overall.
It's more cool that he had the balls to back himself, because he sells Rocky he's offered $20,000 for Rocky, and then someone
as a struggling can't afford to feed himself. And he's got $200, so he's nothing. Whatever it was.
Yep. Exactly, right? So he goes, no, I want to be the star. And then fucking someone, I think like someone huge got attached to star. It went up to $390,000. He still said no. And finally, they put him in it for $20,000 and like $400 a week or some shit. And then it went to hell.
Now
like,
he's
got
he
balls, man. That's yep. huge. So
we're going to be seeing Rambo Last Blood in a month or so's time.
Rambo Last Blood. Do you remember that in Rambo 3, Sly goes into like Afghanistan and teams up with the Mujahideen to kill the Russians, right? Factions of the Mujahideen later became the modern Taliban that is now the Taliban. So the final shot of Rambo 3 dedicates the film to the brave Mujahideen fighters of Afghanistan.
Ooh.
Yeah, okay. Let's just not talk about that one. Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, we're going to bounce back to you for your number. Oh, it is you. It's your number two, sorry.
Yeah. So,
and that was your number two?
Yeah.
Okay. And my number two is Bruce Willis.
All right. So.
All right. Well, let's give a recap then of our list, Wayne, 10 through 2, and then reveal your number one. And I wonder if we have the same one. I don't think we do. And I'm going to be so fucking angry at you.
Okay, good. Let's just see how this goes.
I'm going to.
What can it be? All right.
I'm
going to
queue up the fucking soundboard right now.
Okay. I don't know what he's thinking of. All right. My number 10 was Steven Seagal. I know. Right? 9 was Wesley Snipes. 8, Daniel Craig. 7, Mel Gibson. 6, Jason Statham. 5, Jean-Claude Van Damme. 4, Jackie Chan. 3, Bruce Willis. 2, Sly Stallone. By the way, his real name is Michael Sylvester Gardenzio Stallone.
Is that right?
Yeah. There you go.
Stallone is the last name. Okay.
Yeah, still got there. And my number one is, of course, Tom Cruise.
Kiss my sweaty balls, you fat fuck.
Who do you think it's... Wait, okay.
I'll tell you in a second.
We'll get to you. All right, fine.
Although your number one is so you and my number one is so me.
Okay.
It really surprised me.
All right. I'm now really interested to hear what yours is. Everyone, Top Gun, Days of Thunder, Jack Reacher, the first one, Mission Impossible, Minority Report, Edge of Tomorrow, Night and Day, War and Worlds, Last Samurai, Collateral. This
hang
guy...
On, hang on. War of the Worlds is not an action film.
Oh, he was running like a motherfucker. Okay. All right, fine. All right.
The best top 10 movie runners, I'm putting him on there. I'd even put fucking Forrest Gump on there.
Wouldn't that be a great list? people, this right here, this is the guy. I would argue he's still the biggest star in the world. And he's been doing it longer and more authentically than anyone else. The Mission films, including the very most last one, recent one.
Last one's great.
As good as they get. As good as action film gets. And he's still getting it done while every other contemporary, who's probably been in the game around his age, is not. So when it comes to action, I can't think of anyone who played the game any better in the time they had. He might be a couch-jumping Scientology dude, whatever, but he's a fantastic actor. And he wasn't always about action either. Like, he was doing dramas and shit. I don't know. I think his films... What? What's the best film? Do you have a favorite...
His best film?
I mean,
or
for me,
his best action film?
Yeah, for his best action film, I'm gonna go with... Shit. Mission... Ghost Protocol, all right? But
I would say
closely followed by Edge of Tomorrow.
I'm going to fall out.
Ah, see, it's tough. You could just throw all of them except two in there.
No, Rogue Nation is not a patch on. Fall out.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough.
And number three is its own thing, and I have no problem with it. And number one is less of an action hero as well.
Number one. Oh, yeah, exactly. More, you know, one is a spy. They're thrillers. Yeah, you're right.
I'm not knocking the films. They're good films. I like three, but... it becomes more of an action hero in the latter films.
I think I like every single one of his movies except four. That's The Mummy, Legend, Jack Reacher 2.
Yeah, Jack Reacher 2.
And maybe Rock of Ages. Everything else I'm fine with.
Never seen Rock of Ages.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah, no, you, it's definitely not for you. And it wasn't for me.
And either. Obviously there's other films he's not an action star because he does have a more versatile CV than most of the actors on here.
That's right. I think he's still the biggest. I still think though, man.
I'm not surprised he's your number one. I'm just a tad disappointed my number one doesn't feature on your list. He wasn't on a mention before.
Wait, is your number... What could your... All right, go ahead. Please give it to me.
Well, let's give me my recap first. Kicking off with, obviously, number 10, Sigourney Weaver in Aliens 9, Jackie Chan... I said Aliens, but just Jackie Chan. 8, Jean-Claude Van Damme. 7, international action star, Chow Yun-Fat. 6, Charlize Theron. 5. Oh, no, sorry. 6 was Jason Statham. 5 was Charlize Theron.
Paul with the chick vote.
Yeah, 4, Aiko Uwais. 3, Sylvester Stallone. 2, Bruce Willis. And my number 1, without a doubt, straight with a bullet to the top.
Ooh.
How could he not be on your list?
Who are you talking about?
And I'm just going to give you a music cue to try and get you going. Dun, 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 dun. Speed.
No, oh, of course you picked Keanu. Of course you picked Keanu. You're right. That is. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, I remember that shit.
All
right.
Speed, The Matrix, all the Matrix sequels, but most importantly, John motherfucking Wick.
Look.
How is he not on the list, Wayne? How is he not even on your list?
He's on the HMs. All right. Look, here's the thing with Keanu, okay? I grew up in a world, everyone, where. Where chicks that were in high school with me adored Keanu Reeves, all right? And so did I, but not in the same way. And now I adore him. I adore him now, but like back then, I'm like, what are you talking about, right? And so for me, he was more, because he was doing like my own Private Idaho, and he was actually doing risky moves, and that's how I know him. I know he did The Matrix. I know
Bill and Ted's.
See, what? I don't know about Bill. Actually, I've never seen Bill and Ted's.
What's right? Fucking fix that shit.
I'm afraid it would not work out. But anyway, yes. So to me, I know he's definitely an action star, right? But not to me. So that's what it is. It's to me, he's that weird.
What is your major malfunction, numbnuts?
Remember now, we're in the middle of a Keanu songs.
Oh, we are.
So I think he's a little more attractive now than you might think he was under normal circumstances. I'm just saying.
Am I not the biggest proponent of Keanu Reeves?
I don't know. Didn't you want to bang him? He's the top guy you wanted to bang?
Did I?
In my dreams, and that drawing I did, I already have it. So, all right.
Yeah, there you go. That's our list. Let's give you some quick honorable mentions. Wayne, run them through. Just anyone we haven't mentioned / we have that you want to acknowledge now.
I wanted to give like Harrison Ford a shout out.
Yes, Harrison Ford, also on my honorable mentions
list. In terms of chicks, Angelina Jolie is the only one who I thought had an action portfolio that was comparable. Because she's
Tomb Raider, Wanted.
Salt.
Yes, you're right.
Shit like that. So she got a few.
Easily
like
could have been on there. Yeah. I didn't have her on my. I should have.
Yep. Yeah, you know, it's an idea. And you know what? Unexpected choice. Michelle Yeoh has done like Police Story 3, Super Cop, Heroic Trio, Tai Chi Master, Crouching Tiger, all that shit.
Not seen enough of those films.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. So it's like that. So, and 1980s Michael Douglas.
fine. Yeah. I get the specifying time period. I unfortunately had, obviously, who we talked about. I had Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Sammo Hung,
fantastic. Yep. His work with Jackie Chan, excellent.
Yeah, I had him specifically for a film called Eastern Condors, which is like one of my greatest
I know that one.
Gems I've ever stumbled across on SBS late at night and just went, this is the most awesome shit ever. It's like an Asian Dirty Dozen.
He's a big, big man and he kicks ass. He's fast. He's like fantastic.
Mel Gibson I also had and Steven Seagal. Nice. So,
oh, yeah, okay.
And all Harrison Ford, yep. So there we go. That's Alice. What about yours? We wrap up every show with a segment that we call The Pop 10.
Talk about
Pop 10.
Talk about
Pop 10.
All right, this is where we hear your feedback in the Pop 10 segment. We're kicking off with We Watch the Things, Billy Dunham. Number 3, 90s Nick Cage.
Yeah, no, that's good.
That's a good call. That's a good call. We probably could have used that one. Number 2, Sigourney Weaver. And number 1, Arnie. We're going to hear a lot of Arnie here, just in case you were wondering. From the cinema guys. Number 3, Arnie. Number 2, international action star, Chow Yun-Fat.
I'm sure that's what he wrote.
He just wrote Chow Yun-Fat.
I know, motherfucker.
Number 1, Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
From Sam 1, Jet Li. Neither of us had Jet Li.
I thought about
why?
Jet Li.
Why did we not have Jet Li?
Because if you're already not putting Bruce Lee in and you are putting Jackie Chan in, Jet Li's like the right...
I have my excuse for Bruce Lee. I'm just too young. I saw Into the Dragon. I don't know if I've ever seen any other...
I've seen them all. But
Bruce
the thing,
Lee film.
The thing about Bruce Lee is he's actually an action star. Because Bruce Lee is like iconic more than anything, basically almost. So he's really the Hollywood version, but we may like Jackie Chan better because he's better at it or something, you know. Just that.
I just think he's more contemporary. Like,
absolutely.
He's more our era.
Yeah, I agree.
therefore, I'm not sure why Jet Li doesn't, but...
Jet Li's awesome as well. I still like him.
Absolutely. Like, Lethal Weapon 4.
Yeah, he was the shit in that.
The One.
Yeah, The Hitman. The One, yeah, that's what it is.
But I haven't seen a lot of his Asian films,
yeah,
so I probably need to rectify that.
And you,
and I could totally change my list, because he was phenomenal as an older dude in those films.
Yeah, so, absolutely. Yeah. Agreed.
And, sorry, so Sam One, Jet Li, Sammo Hung, and Denzel Washington. Denzel
definitely had some of, yeah, he did some work. Yeah, back so
obviously
day.
Got the Equalizer and a whole bunch of
other. Oh, shit, I forgot about that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Burr Martin Experience Podcast, Jackie Chan, The Rock.
Yeah, I never once considered him.
Never did I. Fucking, I don't hate The Rock. I just,
no, The Rock's fine, but he's just not on my list.
Yeah, I just, nah, can't do it. Charlie Theron was Burr Martin's last one there. Sam from Movie Reviews and Twitter Q's Podcast. 90s and Mandy, Nick Cage. He did change his list, by the way. He had a different list, and then he came back after he read Billy's and changed it.
Okay.
Number two, Bruce Lee. Number one, surrogate father for most of my youth, Arnie.
Yep, totally agreed.
Chris Yeaney had, again, Arnie. And number three, number two, Charles Bronson. There's a first mention.
Yeah, yeah, from back in the day.
Yeah, I guess, again.
Yeah, a little early.
Possibly
before,
too.
Before my time, yeah.
Yeah, old slash we are too young for that. And number one, neither of us mentioned this guy, Chuck Norris.
Again, I understand he's a choice, was not near my list.
Yeah, not for me either.
I saw all of his shit. I saw like Invasion USA, I saw Delta Force, Missing in Action, all them shits. And I was a big fan back in the day, but I'm looking back at it now, and like, these other
just
guys beat him
up.
Out. They
just
beat
doesn't
him
stack up.
Out.
I right. agree. This is from Jeff from Cadavercast Podcast. Great show. Do check Jeff and his son out. Got to shout out Silent Cinema's action comedy genius, the man who inspires Jackie Chan stunts, Buster Keaton.
Buster Keaton, yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And by proxy, Jackie Chan, of course.
Sure.
That's a great choice. Like some of the shit he was doing in the 20s is just astounding.
Yeah, no.
The After Movie Diner Podcast, Sylvester Stallone, Jason Statham, and Cynthia Rothrock.
Cynthia Rothrock! Come on now, man!
Well, given the next statement, maybe it's good he wasn't. He said, you really should have had me guessing this episode. I know all the action stuff.
Oh,
and
dude.
He sent this out like with hours before we recorded. So I'm sorry. I'm sorry, a good friend. And I'm sorry for Wayne's reaction.
No. Let's talk about Cynthia Rothrock just for 1 second, okay? There was a slew of martial art chops hockey ass movies back in the, 80s, right? And it was like...
I'm not sure you're allowed to say chops hockey.
I think you are. Chops hockey is fine. It's fine, people. Go ahead and write me if you want me to. At me. The Cynthia Rothrock and another guy called Lauren Avrondon, and there was
I don't remember that dude.
I know, because that shit. They made crappy American Ninja style movies. Oh, it wasn't American.
You mean how did Michael Dudikoff
not Michael Dudikoff? He was a cut above. Slightly.
What about No Gun, No Knife, No Equal?
Oh, Jeff Speakman? The One Movie Wonder, which is, by the way, a good movie. The Perfect Weapon is a good movie. Everyone. Yeah, but Cynthia Rothrock. Hey, look. Okay, but there was a lot of really... If you look at those movies now, the horrible, horrible action. Okay. But it's funny.
All right, well, sorry there, sir.
But hey, I want to talk about it. Let's go.
Well, you say that copyright said Bruce Lee, Bruce Willis, and international action star James Brown.
Fuck off!
Gijal von LaRue from the Retro Cinema Podcast. Great friend to the show. Had Arnie, Sly, of course. And first mention of this one, Uma Thurman. As the bride in Kill Bill.
Sure.
Please fuck off about Got said in no particular order. Jackie Chan, 40 plus years. For Sylvester Stallone, 40 plus years. And Tony Jaa, 15 plus years.
Yeah. Cool one.
Paul Murphy said Arnie, obviously, Bruce Willis and Keanu Reeves. And he added, tell me Wayne will put Tom Hanks for his part in Saving Private Ryan at number 7.
Good one.
Dan Brennick from the Netflix and Swill podcast had 3, Arnie 2, Keanu. Ha ha ha. But wait, I laughed too soon. Number one, Tom Cruise.
Yeah, bitch.
John Huslander said, okay, I got women, Sigourney Weaver, Linda Hamilton, and Charlize Theron.
Linda Hamilton, good call.
Yep. And men, number one, Bruce Lee. Number two, Jackie Chan. Number three, Arnie.
Yeah. Solid.
Kevin Lawler, I got it right this time.
Oh, well done.
Said, got to give it to up for T to the C.
T to the C, baby.
Also, no matter how generic the movie may be, I can never get enough of Jason Statham. Finally, for the ladies, first mention this one, I love me some Mila Jovovich.
Mila Jovovich.
Yes.
Nice.
Very nice there, Kevin. Thank you for that. Daniel Hendo Henderson from the IMDb Journey podcast just had a gif of Steven Seagal narrowing his eyes.
Yep. I feel weird and dirty about this.
Let's just skip the theatrics and get to the real reason you did this list. Very funny. And Juan said, number three, Keanu. Number two, Tom Cruise. Your Tom Cruise could be an absolute winner here, mate. And number one, Harrison Ford.
Yeah, Harry.
Last two for my brother, Adam. Number three, Keanu. Number two, Tom Cruise. Jesus, Adam.
What up, dog?
And number one, Arnie. And he says, Stallone is overacted. Yep, I said it.
Dude, have you seen Copland?
Yeah, watch Copland, Adam.
He kills in that movie.
Get back in your box.
And all the Creeds.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, especially the first Creed, where he should have won the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor. And lastly, this is the man who suggested today's topic, Dawson Schmidt. Said,
Dawson.
Yeah, thank you very much, Dawson.
I don't want to lay. Sorry. It's cool. I've never actually called Dawson.
Doubly sorry,
this is
Dawson.
The bomb.
I'm really, really sorry.
D-Train.
For that, number three, Keanu Reeves. Number two, Iko Uwais. And number one, of course, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That is it for this week's Pop 10. Thank you to everyone who got back. We couldn't possibly get through. It was a crazy amount of feedback this week.
Yeah, it's so awesome.
Thank you so much for chiming in, letting us know your thoughts on the topics at hand.
That's where I started my list. I read it with you, all of your comments.
Well, that's kind of not a bad way to start.
Yeah, this. Pretty good.
We really, truly appreciate all the feedback that we get. Wayne, how do people find us and give us their feedback?
Go right ahead and Google the Countdown Podcast wherever. Well, on Google, I guess. Or
Yahoo.
Or Yahoo. Or Alta Vista. No one's old enough to fucking get
that. I'm sure Alta Vista's gone now, surely.
Oh, it must be. Yeah. Or send us an email at thecountdownpodcast@gmail.com.
We are on Twitter at thecountdownpc. You can find us in the Facebook. This is a community link is in the show notes. We're on Podbean, where you can follow us, leave comments and the like. And check us out on the Australian website, ccradio.com.au, where you can find other great shows in the CC Radio Network Radio Network. That's what I was trying to say. Yes.
Yeah, you got it.
Including Comic Confidential, but not for much longer. They're finishing up.
Yes.
Motherfuckers.
I've heard that.
Troy and Cade. They're abandoning us. They're leaving us alone. But it's okay, because we're going to have a new podcast.
We're doing another thing.
That's replacing. Yeah, it's fine. They're going to do it. And there's another show coming on as well. So it'll all be good. Check out ccradio.com.au for all the details.
Busted.
All right. That's it for today's show, episode 230. Wayne, what's happening next week for episode 231?
I forgot to look. Give it a sec. Wait a minute. It won't be long. Just don't need any music? No, you don't need music
because
I'm here right now, cracker. Here it is. Next week, we will be doing...
The top 10 international action stars.
Yeah, okay. That's for you. That's for you. No, in fact, the topic will be the top 10 Hollywood a-holes. A-holes.
That is right.
If there has been a dick move been made in Hollywood at every time, we'll be talking about that shit.
You may have heard the genesis of this topic a couple weeks ago on the show where we were... Well, we won't say the name because we won't spoil it for next week. If you didn't hear that episode, then you'll be, well, maybe not surprised, but you will nod
hopefully in
agreement. Yes, next week. So that should be a lot of fun to shout out slash call out.
Sure.
I think name and shame, the biggest Hollywood assholes.
Sounds great. Sounds like a party.
Should be awesome. All right. Well, that is it for this week's show. My name is Paul.
My name is Wayne.
And thank you so much for joining us. This has been The Soundboard.
Okay.
All right, Wayne's happy with that. I'm happy with that. We'll catch you next week.
See you again.